Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. What has been deemed in the past as the ultimate default route. No, this can't be a default. Yeah, I guess it could be the ultimate route. This is where I walk. Back from Midlothian, north on Market, towards the area where I grew up. An area I've said in the past that has become less and less amicable or desirable for me to frequent. I've gotten to a point where there's some recent understandings that I have to probably realize that, oh man, I don't have my stuff on. Okay, I'm gonna start this over again. I'm gonna see if I can pause it. And start it and put my mic on. Hold on. All right, I put the mic on. I feel better now. I stopped to put the mic on, because I was recording from the mic on the phone camera. I want to get a picture of these, look at these trees too. So I should be able to hit that, hit this, and then get a picture of the trees. Yeah, as I was saying, we're walking down here towards what may be a part of the city or part of my life. Maybe not my life, that it just needs to be some change. Okay, for like years and years and years, I used to come back here and go to Bellaria. Maybe like 20 years. It was Bellaria pizza only. Then I switched up to Wedgwood. And I'm still struggling over the fact that my Sparkle Market that I love to go to may not be the spot for me anymore. All right, it just stopped and started again. I guess I'll just have to fix it when I get home, and I will fix it. I could start the whole thing over and then publish it, but I won't, because it's no big deal. Anyway, it started over. And my Sparkle Market, I may have to start going to the other one. And I want to say it again, because it is kind of on my mind or on my thing, and I do definitely feel a certain kind of way about it. There's no doubt about that. I definitely feel a certain kind of way about all this. That, you know, having to, I guess, tradition, even though, you know, I love my regiment and I love my routines, the funkiness in me tells me never to get attached to anything, you know, to be fluent and don't do the same thing twice if you can, you know, try to mix it up. And I have both of that in me. But I'm realizing that I may have to let Sparkle go and go to the new one. And I say all that again, because this, the ultimate route at the ultimate location, I was not dreading it, maybe almost avoiding it. You know, I'm just like, I know I gotta do it, but definitely not looking forward to it, put it that way. I definitely wasn't looking forward to it like I used to. You know, I haven't even been on this side of the town yet since I've been here, though I've only been here like 4 or 5 days. In the past, usually, the first place I go to when I come home is I go right down that, you know, I go right to that place and see where, you know, I grew up and all that. But coming this way, it's definitely sketchy. And you definitely see some characters. And there's definitely, when you walk north from Midlothian on Market versus working south, walking south of Midlothian on Market, it's a big difference. And don't get me wrong, I like for it to be a little bit dicey every now and then. I got no problem with it being exciting and dicey. You know, get a little bit of, you know, spice and excitement to it. But I ain't, and it's not that I have to be on guard, but my awareness is definitely heightened. Let's just put it that way. My awareness is definitely heightened because of the area that I'm in, the economic situation, the apparent plight, if you want to call it. I don't know if plight is the word, but if you can see, you might can see already the difference between, you know, I think that was a little mouse. You probably can see the difference already between, you know, walking my default route here and then walking the ultimate route. The ultimate route and the ultimate remote location. Definitely funkier over here. And I don't mean funky in the smell, sound, smell of it, but just funky in the whole, you know, funk. That funkadelic kind of funky. What they got, Latin wings? What is that over there? It looks like something new. And as you come up, you can see, look at all, you know, this open air. This used to be stuff here. There used to be stuff here. You can see the buildings, and it's a little bit sparse, and you know, it's not as renovated or upgraded or maintained. And I say all that to get to the point to where I may have to not let it go, but, you know, and even though I own a house over here, rent it out to somebody. I have property managers rent it out. I get steady income from it to where I'm. And I do feel some kind of way about having somebody live in that house, paying X amount of dollars to be in that house that I own, and I wouldn't live in it. I don't even want to go over there anymore. I mean, I'll ride through, you know, probably today even. Me and granddaughter. Granddaughter and daughter is off today, and we need to do some shopping and blah, blah, blah. And full disclosure, I may have snuck out on my walk before they woke up. But that's just to give them some mother-daughter time, you know? That's my excuse, to give them some mother-daughter time. I believe this is where my pediatrician was, Dr. Delph. I think this is the building. It's been upgraded a little bit a few years ago, as you could tell. Used to be an old style brick building. I think it was this one, or it might have been one next to it. You see the old style glass. I mean, I still love it though. I still get that feeling walking up here, you know, of nostalgia and, you know, where I'm from, where I've been, how I grew. And I say where I've been because this really helps put in perspective where I'm at now. Out in LA and how I live now and the situation I'm in now. It grounds me. I come back here and I remember you know, where I came from, riding my bike and going through all that in high school and the stuff I went through here and the person I was then, the dreams and quote unquote desires that I had back then, how much of them fulfilled or, you know, where I'm at now. But I wouldn't say struggling, but I'm definitely dealing with the fact that, you know, but again, let me say this too. Even though I love my routines and I love my traditions and I love my regiments, I also love moving on. Oh my God. I love moving on. Some of the best times, one of the best feelings that I've had has been in an empty apartment, whether I'm moving into it or moving out of it. Some of the most exhilarating, stimulating feeling that I get is when I'm, you know, moving. I'm in that apartment for the last time, and I'm looking forward to the future. That there's something about that that excites me. And I definitely get a very, very good feeling from that. So that part, moving on, I don't mind moving on. I don't mind evolving. In fact, I like it. But I definitely go through it. You know, I just don't walk away. I definitely go through it. And probably in dramatic fashion, like only I can. There's probably no doubt about that. In dramatic fashion, like only I can. Experiencing it is Jeffrey. Experiencing Jeffrey is Jeffrey. Nothing better. There's nothing better. One day I want to walk down here. One day I want to walk down there. I want to walk down there and see all that stuff down there. Can you see it? I want to walk down there and see all that old, whatever you want to call it, stuff down there. Old, not machinery, but whatever that is down there. You know what else, too? I was thinking that what they should do is have, I would love to see a tour of the abandoned steel mills. If they can have like a river boat ride down the Mahoning River and see all the steel mills. That'd be cool, I think. I think that'd be really cool. I would love to see that. That all that industry, even if it's abandoned, that industry excites me. Or I'm interested, or, you know, not excites me, but, you know, I think it's cool. In fact, one time I went in one of those buildings several years ago. Pull over the side of the road and actually went into one of the abandoned office steel buildings it was. It wasn't where they were manufactured. It looked like more of a, I don't know what it was. To be honest with you. I don't know. Here's the Uptown Theater. It's been changed and renovated. Took a picture of it. Snapshot. It's been changed and renovated. I think they actually made apartment buildings out of it or something. I don't know what they did to the inside. I wonder if they took the theater part out of it. Is it still could be a theater or public put on stuff or the concerts or something? I don't know. But, yeah, see, this is abandoned. Not abandoned, it's empty, vacant, vacant, vacant. Vacant is the word. Not abandoned. Vacant. Vacant is the word. You come up here, I think this whole damn corner is vacant. That used to be a Revco or Rite Aid or something like that. See, it's kind of modern. Over there, St. George the Dragon is the head shop. It used to be on this street. I think they were another building. Used to go there and get our paraphernalia. Western Auto used to be there. G.C. Murphy used to be at that corner, that empty corner that you're looking at right now. Stanball Thompson's. These are places that G.C. Murphy, I would go. Look at my Hot Wheel cars. Stanball Thompson's, I go. You get hardware and stuff. Specifically, one of the main things I remember was to get copper wire for my crystal radio antennas. Like 100 foot, 200 foot copper wire. Down there is Carter Mooney. This is Indianola. I'm just standing here. I can walk. Now I can walk. I'm just standing here. Take it up. That's Indianola. That's back towards the south side. If I'm going north, that's west. That's going west towards where area I grew up. And you can see a lot of the stuff here is vacant. And I don't want to use the word depressing, but I may have to, because I think that's what the whole thing is. The part that's hitting me, that it is depressing. And I've used the word depressing before. Years ago, decades ago, I've used the word depressing about this area. That's why I would always say I would stay in Boardman. Even when my father was living here, I said, I can stay here. You know, he was cool staying there, you know, in his house in St. Louis. But I was like, I can't. I need the energy. I need the pop. I need to, you know, I need to see that. So you can see where, you know, walking down here, you know, I feel a certain kind of way, you know. Walking down here, I feel a certain kind of way. It's not like walking the other way, you know, where you see open businesses, you know, working, functioning, and whatnot. And it's stark. It's like right soon as you cross Midlothian, it's like immediate and it's stark. It's almost not gradual. So it makes you think, you know, city line or whatever. Look at this. What is this? It's been here for years. Look at this. See what I mean? You ain't gonna see that walking the other way. Look at this. It's been here for years. You ain't gonna see that walking the other way. And granted, a lot of us got out of that area, you know, moved away from it. And I've had discussions with people about the South Side. Now, some of us still live over there. You know, I got love for them. You know, I've never put it down or talk bad about them. You know, I got some people very close to me who live over there. See, that used to be a McDonald's. I don't know if you can see in there, but I can. And they, I mean, there's a, I wonder if Yami over there. Every time I walk by. I wonder if she at work. See, this is a functioning gas station. I wonder if she at work over there. I usually walk by and send her a picture of me. I usually walk by and send her a picture of me. With it in the background. I wonder if I could do it now. I'd have to stop it, or, you know. Which I could stop it, you know, no big deal. But coming up on Dewey, here's the big question. Do I want to go up Dewey and go through why this is the ultimate alternate route and ultimate remote location. I don't know. Do I even want to go through that? I kind of don't. And that's what I'm talking about. This is Dewey. This is the street I grew up on. Dewey and Market was like the major section. Dewey and Hillman is up there. I've spent a lot of my life up there. The house I grew up in is up there. And I got to make a decision. Do I want to walk that way or don't I? And I really don't. And that's the part, that's what I'm struggling with right now. I really don't. I don't. And I feel some kind of way about that. That's the way I used to walk to high school. Walk down over that bridge. Down there. Carla Mooney. There used to be something here too. They tore it down. I forget, something used to be right here. They tore it down and they built this. So I think I'm just going to keep walking. And I think I'll go ahead and walk. Probably make it all the way downtown. Might even make it all the way downtown because I'm just going to keep walking this way. I don't want to go back up in there. And that's what I have to deal with. I just don't even want to go there. You know? I'll drive through. And it's not that I'm scared I may be apprehensive, but it's daytime and I ain't worried about it. I just don't want to have to worry about it. I'm in a relaxed mood. I'm calm. You know, I don't want to have to be on guard. And going back there would put me on guard because of the economic situation back there. There's quote unquote a lot of desperate people back there. Desperate situations, possibly. But it's not really, because basically most of the people are gone. Most of the people are gone. But there's a bunch of, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old boys running around here. But absolutely nothing. Nothing but a reputation they got to build through illegal activities or killing people or, you know, being this or being that. That's all they got. And in my mind, you know, the way I look at things, the way I take my responsibility is that if I go back up in there, that's on me. You know, I know better. Pittsburgh Steelers, you gotta love it. If I go back up in there, when in Rome, understand, you know, you back here, I know better. If you go back up in there, shit may happen. And you can't go. You just gotta know. Yeah, this is, see how it is? Versus how I'm walking the other way? Yeah. Yeah. And also, I was also thinking that maybe I would drive somewhere. Figured I'd maybe like drive downtown and get my steps in. Downtown, walking around downtown. Or in another area. But see, the whole thing is you don't want to drive. I don't want to use that time driving. But I just may. I just may. Also, I'm overdressed again. I'm sweating. I think it says 58, 59 degrees out here. I'm not cold at all. In fact, I'm sweating under this, what I got on. Very comfortable. You see, I wore a baseball hat instead of my winter hat because it was a little bit of sun. It was actually some sun. And I said, oh, I don't want my eyes. I don't want sun in my eyes. So, you know, I did it like that. Dollar General's everywhere. No grocery store. I think there's no grocery store in the Youngstown city limits. Literally, they can't get fresh food. And the fresh food they get, It's probably questionable. Well, not questionable, but you know. And it's kind of like that at that Sparkle that I go to. In fact, that Sparkle, some was considering it to be within the Youngstown city limits, but it may be on the other side of the Boardman City line across below there. And I heard it was talking about them closing that. The Sparkle South Avenue I'm talking about, not going to anymore because of the quote-unquote quality or the, you know, has been renovated, has been updated. And again, I'm struggling with it, so I'm going to keep saying it. It's the selection. I might be missing out on a selection of things. I don't mind the old slow people, the cashiers. I don't mind the place not being the cleanest. I don't mind it not being the shiniest. I don't mind seeing ants crawling on the chicken in the quote-unquote freezer that ain't really frozen in the cold spot that ain't the coldest. In the cold thing, whatever you call it. You know how they had a chicken in the open thing? I don't mind that. I bought that chicken. I ate it. I ain't worried about it. It's the selection and the shininess. And you walk in, not the shininess, the selection. Walking in, walk up and down the aisles and get more chips, more different kind of chips, more different kind of this. Waffle cookies comes to mind. Because the Sparkle of South Avenue hadn't been having my waffle cookies. And just little stuff. I might see some stuff, you know, at the bigger one. I definitely will see some stuff at the bigger one that I don't see at the, you know, Sparkle on South Avenue. There's no doubt about that. There's just absolutely no doubt about that. And that's what I'm talking about. South High School. One of my favorite buildings. I love these big cathedral-like, not cathedral, but I love these big schools they built, the brick and architecture. Look at that, South High School. That just looks, it's just something about that. It just gets me. I like it. Something sends me back, I guess. My time, my place, my era, whatever. So I'm walking, and I gotta see how many steps I got. I know I gotta keep walking. I know I still got something to go to get to 5,000. I know that. What I should do, now what I should do is walk all the way downtown. Get all my 10,000 walking one way and then catch the bus back. Wouldn't that be fun? Ooh. Wouldn't that be fun? Because if I walk too far away, I have to walk too far back. But if I walk all the way down this way and then catch the bus back, walk around downtown, you know, and then get about 10,000 steps in and then catch the bus back. That'd be fun, don't you think? I might do that. That would be kind of exciting. That would be kind of exciting, I think. I love the place. I love the place. And I'm gonna tell the story about used to be the library. I remember when they built it. I came here to get my books about crystal radios and the whatnot. And my most favorite book, that green book, I got a picture of it. On my Facebook someplace. That was me riding my bike here. See? Nostalgia's still here. I love this place. I love being from this place. I love how I grew up. I love where I grew up. Idora Park, Mill Creek Park. And Idora Park had one of the 10 best roller coasters in the world, Wildcat. I grew up on that. That's what, you know, that's how I came through. That's how I came through. That's how I came up. That's how I was raised. I'm going to let that guy walk up some. Give him a little bit of room. I think I'm going to stop this and start it over again. In fact, I'm going to stop this and see how many steps. And I'm going to spice it together when I get home. Because I'm recording at a higher resolution. And the file size gets so big. And I don't want it to get janky from being so big. From the file size being so big. And I hope I'm not... Well, I'm going to look at it when I get home. And I think I already looked at it before. I hope I'm getting good shots. And the camera's not jerking around too much. Now, it's going to jerk around some. You know, I hope it's not jerking around too much. As they would call shaky cam video. I was the pioneer of shaky cam video. I remember everybody said, we used to first start taking video with our phones or whatever. And sometimes it would be too shaky to understand. But sometimes I would also see the shakiness as part of the action. And if done on rhythm and they're moving around, because people are so used to a steady camera. You know, when you shoot something, they're used to that professional shot. You know, that nice little set shot. But we had to get used to people doing handheld, you know, videoing of concerts and stuff. People had a big problem with shaky video. And then now after, you know, I didn't care. I was the one who said, oh, well, don't watch it. You know, because I was keeping my, you know, degree where you could see my rhythm, you know, holding the camera. And you could see me, you know, like,
swipe
this way, swipe that way, kind of a crazy way, but kind of sometimes stop and rhythmic to what's going on in the music. And now they have an app or program that adds that to your video. You take a steady camera shot and they got an app or effect that actually
adds
that kind of motion to give it that kind of feel. I think that's cool. I might do that. I might walk all the way down. I really might. And then catch the bus back. Because the buses are free. Because to get 5,000, then I'd have to walk over the Market Street Bridge, which is scary. I don't want to be scary. I want to be soft. And that's probably the problem. I want to be soft. And that's probably the problem. I probably need to be exhilarated or not threatened, but, you know, poked or excited, you know, to keep my energy up. It's probably why I'm eating too much at night. And I am. I'm up 4 pounds from last week, which, you know, probably ain't too bad considering where I'm at and what I'm doing. But I gotta stay on it. And I might take Tuesday off. I might take Tuesday, December 3rd off. That'd be like a little mini vacation. I might do that. I just might do that. Cause I ain't gonna get home till late Monday night. Probably won't get bed to 4 or 5. Then I have to get up. What I have to do is 4 or 5. I have to get up at 12. Work at 12. I won't get my steps in. Basically, what happened? I won't get any steps in the morning. I'll probably get 6,000 during work. And have to make up 4,000 after work, which I guess ain't so bad, you know. I I think last time I walked down to Williamson. I think the farthest I walked this way before was I made it to Williamson. As I remember. I'm not sure. I think it was. Walked down to Myrtle. I don't think I've ever walked down this far before. I might have. Did I do it? Walk all the way downtown and catch the bus back. Welcome to downtown Youngstown. I guess I could do that. I could make that happen. I know I could. Is that an ATM? Oh, look at that nice little ATM over there. So, gas $2.69. Cheaper than what I paid. I think I paid three something. Garfield. Wow. I'm down here. I could walk back and then walk up Oak Hill. I could walk west and walk up Oak Hill. From Garfield. All right. Oak Hill's probably a little bit less dicey than we're. Oh, look at that building. See? That's what I'm talking about. Like that building right there. See that? That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about. See that? That is what I'm talking about. That stuff like right there. Ooh. 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 See that? Ooh, what is that? Ooh. Ooh. That's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all gonna make me walk down there and look. Dang it. These kind of buildings like this. That's what I was talking about. Do you want to see what I was talking about earlier? Oh, big brick buildings where, you know, it's probably bustling, hustling, bustling time. You know, workers and, you know, the legacy and history. You can see the nostalgia in it. Look at that. Ooh. Ooh. Take a picture. I saw my granddaughter. Take a picture. All right. Let me see where I'm at. Let me see where I'm at. How many steps I walk. How I'm going to do this. All right. All right. I walked 5,500 steps. I knew I did. I knew I walked more than enough. I walked about 5,500. So if I turned around, it'd be my 10,000. And now I'm like going towards it. So I don't know how far down, where I'm at. Let me get down here and see what I'm doing, where I'm at. They probably up. I don't know. I got to remember we got things to do today. Also, I know I ain't never walked down this far before. We're getting down kind of by where the steel mill stuff is. Not like, no, we actually get downtown, but kind of down in this area is closer to where like the steel mills run along the river or whatever. However I want to put that. See, there you go. There's downtown. Do I want to do it? I guess I do. I guess I'm doing it now. All right. We're going to go down here. We're going to get our 10,000. Then we're going to catch the bus back. All right. That's how we're going to make this happen. We're going to walk across the Market Street Bridge. Get all the way downtown. In fact, I probably stopped this because I don't think it's too much happening. And I'll walk it. I'll keep walking around downtown until I get 10,000. And then I'll go find a bus. Catch the bus back up. Now, I wanted to catch the bus anyway. See, you look down there, you can see some of the older buildings down there. I think that's where the river runs by. You can see some of the older buildings down there. Ooh, see? That's where I want to go. That's where I want to go. Where's the Market Street Bridge at? Am I on Market? Seems like I'm missing it. Where's it at? Because something seems weird. Well, I'm not seeing it. Is it farther down? So now we're coming up here where the freeway kind of connects. This is where I come to get the freeway to Cleveland. Come down this way when I'm driving out. I don't see the Market Street Bridge. Do I need my glasses? Is that what you're saying? And also, I just realized, and it may be a point, I'm walking downhill. To walk back, I'll be walking uphill. That's one thing about riding a bike back here. This is hills. They got hills. Southside is built on a hill. And it's a lot of inclines, slopes even. Here's the bridge over the freeway. It's over 680. You can actually take 680 all the way around. And sometimes Google puts me on 680 to go around town instead of cutting through. And sometimes I would rather cut through. You know, I would rather cut through and get, you know, the more scenic route. You can tell that building's been here. Oh, there's the Market Street Bridge. You can barely see it. You can barely tell it's there. 680. See, South Avenue is where I came from. See that South Avenue? You can't see it, but that's a South Avenue sign right there, right around that corner. That's basically where I came from. But even though South Avenue runs the way I'm walking, kind of where it crosses Midlothian, it's kind of the part that counts, whatever, you know. When I think of South Avenue, that's what I think. I think of that area and not just, you know, how it runs. The length of it, I think of like one portion of it. All right, here we go. Made it down to Woodland. Here's where I would usually go to Cleveland. I'll turn that way, get on 680. See, if you look down that way, you'll see, you can see where the kind of the steel mills and some of the old factories are. You can see some of those like older buildings and stuff. Welcome to downtown Youngstown. Can I take a picture? Welcome to downtown Youngstown. I'm going over the bridge. I'm gonna walk over the bridge. I guess I could walk down to where the realty building was, that where the explosion was, and I had to tear it down. Here we go. Old church that I passed along the way. I like them old brown dirty bricks. Here we go. Over the bridge. Shot it. Skyline of Youngstown. Here we go. Market Street Bridge. Oh, it's nice. Oh, this is comfortable. Well, this is very comfortable. My God. I don't know if that's the Mahoning Bridge or not. I don't feel dizzy or vertigo yet. Downtown. Oh, look. See, here's the... I think that's the river. But you notice I'm walking way on inside. Let's see. Let me get a couple snaps, as my father would say. Let me get a couple snaps. There's a Covelli Center. P-Funk played there. I guess if I was to walk back up, I'd walk up the other side. The other side is where the foundation is, where they had concerts there too. So we walking across the bridge. And that's the Commons, I think. I think this is where we came to see the fireworks. I think it was on, yeah, it was on the side. That's where we saw the fireworks. And that little white thing down there is the Youngstown sign. Look at that. I think this is the river that all the mills were built on or something. I'm not sure how it works. I think it is. Because you need a river. But it seems like it's too small. But I don't know. I forget how. I don't know how it works. I just know there's like a whole line of mills and industry. You can see it, especially see it over there. I think that's Southside Hospital. Is that Southside Hospital? Is that Southside Hospital? Hard to tell from here. It's nice. You notice I'm staying on the inside, though. I ain't crazy. I'm staying on the inside. I'm glad I'm shooting with high resolution, too. Get a better shot. Downtown. Woo. It's not so bad. You feel secure. You definitely feel secure, as you can see. You got this set up. So you feel, whoa. You like, if you get a little bit off balance, you feel like you're going to fall and die. So you definitely feel something. You feel a certain kind of way. You definitely feel a certain kind of way. And I'm definitely still walking down, too. Still, there's an incline, definitely incline. There's a definite incline. And there's a foundation place, they call it, or something, where they have concerts and outdoor concerts and whatnot. Get a picture of me? Here I am, walking across the Market Street Bridge. Here I am, walking across the Market Street Bridge. Youngstown, Ohio, I'm staying. I don't care, it's like when I was walking along the Grand Canyon. When I was getting my steps in along the Grand Canyon, looking over that, you know, that big ass canyon. you want to feel extra sure-footed. I don't give a damn. You want to make sure you extra sure-footed and whatnot. It's good. Feels good to be out here. Let me see, how would it be if I brought, if I shot it with a little bit of zoom? Is that horrible? Let's see how, you know, if I shoot with zoom with me walking. Because it looks a little pixelated on the viewer, but I don't think it's going to be that pixelated in the actual picture. But it does look like it's, jerky, you know, because I'm zoomed in. So it's going, the movement is going to be exaggerated because I'm zoomed in. So we'll see. I'm just going to, you know, run it a little bit. Let me see, what am I at? I'm at 2.3 right now. 2.3 times. And so you can see the top of the foundation stage. I know I done shot this so many times. See, there's the Youngstown thing. Let me zoom in. How's that look? 4.0. There's the Youngstown sign. Take it to 1.9. 2.0 right now. And if it's jaggedy, you know, we'll know. Or if I maybe get some screenshots, we'll go with that. Probably pause it and get some screenshots. Wow, here comes somebody walking. What the hell? Somebody walking up here? See, this place is weird. But I guess if I'm walking, they walking, you know? So I guess I can't call them weird if I'm out here too, you know? It goes that way. You know what I'm saying? And he walking too. He walking. He walking like he needs to get someplace, like he done did this before. Almost like he working out. We just got out of jail, got to get home. Now, I didn't have to say that, did I? Because he didn't look like he just got out of jail. He walking like a demon. Yeah, we'll see how this comes out with it zoomed in. We'll see how this comes out with it zoomed in. Downtown Youngstown. Now I got to figure out which way I want to go. Of course, I'm shooting architecture. Shooting that big old beautiful, I think that's the courthouse. Now it's at 1.9. Woo, we made it. We made it. We did it. We did it. We did it. We made it. I think that's the courthouse. You can see the church and the municipal courthouse. This is where they started to build the new parts of downtown. The DoubleTree's down there. The Realty building, we can walk over there by where the Realty building is. And this is probably where I get the best shot of the courthouse, whatever that, I think that's the courthouse. Get the best shot of that. Over here anyway. Big Mahoney County Courthouse, yep. Federal Building Courthouse. Huntington. I think that's the Huntington Bank Building. I got money in there. Got about $5K in there. What is it, 5 stacks? Am I supposed to say stacks? A nation cannot outlive justice where law ends, tyranny begins. A nation cannot outlive justice Where law ends, tyranny begins. Very well put. Yeah, I think that's the building I see on the paraphernalia and stuff. On their advertising for Huntington Bank. I think that's supposed to say something else. Because I remember this is an old building. Yeah, you can't really see nothing in there, can you? Well, I can't see if you can see. The Hub, I remember that sign from a long time ago. The Hub. I think the Realty building, the one that blew up and they tore down, it's like, I'm coming up on it, in fact. Because there's the Doubletree. There's the Doubletree, and that's where the building was. Welcome to downtown Youngstown, Pulperhurst City. Yep, that's where the Realty building was, the one that blew up. Just crosswalk closed, go to the other side. I will, in a minute. Here's the Doubletree. I've stayed there before. In fact, I stayed in one of the buildings facing this way that we're looking at. Stayed in one of the rooms. It's like a mausoleum in here. It's an old bank. Big brick floors, brick walls. Feel like you're in a vault. Wow, they got rid of, here's where the building was. Here's the PNC Bank across the street they're talking about. I thought it was over here, but it's over there. It's okay, that's closed, so I'm gonna walk back. Give me a reason to walk back. That old wow I wanted to go to see with granddaughter. Here's where I wanted to go. The YMCA is over there someplace. Down City Square. They're doing some of this building here too now. See all that? They clearing this building out. Filling it up. Now where I go? Now I'm stuck. I think I'm gonna go. Oop, I ain't gonna go straight across. Could have went that way. Here's the Doubletree. Stayed there before. McKelvey's name is up that way. So I kind of want to go this way. I think this is Federal. They built that building, I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, this is Federal. There's the old wow I wanted to go to. This is where it's supposed to be happening. At night, a few bars, you know, people hanging out. Avalon Pizza's supposed to be good, I heard about that. Now I finally see what it is. Look like they're building something here. They're doing something in there. Silver's Retail Gallery. That look legacy. That look like it's legacy stuff. I wonder if I could cut up. I can go that way, or I can swing up this way. Or do I want to walk back? Walk up and walk back? I kind of do want to walk up this way. Because I kind of want to see where McKelvey's and Strauss's was. Downtown, bringing it back. Hoot Nanny Vintage Guitars. Gringos. Probably not the most politically correct name. Antique Mall. They probably toured. It's probably all renovated or torn down, but it still might be here, kinda. I think this is where. There used to be a parking lot. It's all gone. I don't think it's here anymore. Because this is where McKelvey's and Strauss's used to be. And there used to be a parking lot. And it used to be a thing that goes across over the top. That building looks like it's been there for a while. That building looks kind of new. And all this looks different. Or was it here? Was it closer there? So now we'll walk back this way. Walk back. Usually don't like walking the way I came, but. God, I done went 25 minutes again? Oh boy. All right. And then 25 minutes again, let me stop it and start it then. I don't want the file size to get too big. You can see the stage. I can see the stage for the foundation thingy. There's people in there. What are they doing? Because that's actually open. Oh wow, this place is open. I guess they're saving money on electricity or something. Because it looks like it's dark. It's the Whistling Keg. I think I heard of that place before. Here's where we were. And we're walking this way. Wine Bar Trattoria. Miracle on Federal. Youngstown, Ohio. I like the way they write that Youngstown. The Federal Burgers, Cocktails. Police's Downtown Circle Convenience Center. O'Donnell's? O'Donnell's Pub. I think Ducey Music used to be down here. Used to be a pawn shop down here too. One time I went 7th District Court of Appeals. I think this used to be something. That used to be something as I remember. I probably could Google the address and find out. The Wells Building. For whatever reason, I think I'm coming up by the planet. I just think of the planetarium. I want to say that I'm coming up by it, but I'm probably not. I just wanted to mention the planetarium. Because, you know, that was one of my favorite things. You know, being the science-y kind of person I was. Draught House. Youngstown, downtown Youngstown. And I'm walking towards the bus station, so I'll go to the bus station, just catch the bus back. Number one, best university affiliated business incubator in the world. Youngstown Business Incubator. The future rebooted, it says. That's what it says. Look like a new building. Satellite International. No, Steelite International. The old Home Savings and Loan building, they changed it to the Premier something. George Voinovich Government Center. Dior Performing Arts. Steelite International. Whatever that is. Y'all see Home Savings and Loan Company? It says Premier, and they used to say Home Savings and Loan up there at the top. That was like a staple. This used to be something. I think this used to be something. Was this Powers Auditorium? Yep, it was. Powers Auditorium. This was Powers Auditorium. You could tell it's kind of grand in nature. Downtown Youngstown, Federal Street, doing it six-way sideways. Coming down here by the bus station, it's gonna get a bit dicey. It's gonna get a bit dicey down here. Cause, you know, folks are gonna be hanging out. Folks are gonna be like, excuse me, Let me straight. Excuse me, I'm not from here. First, I think it was a pawn shop I came into for whatever reason one time, and I saw one of the TV sets that got stolen from my house in here. Kind of tripped me out. I don't think it was new. Independent radio taxi stuff, Youngstown Blues. All right. Okay, I see it. The good bus. Is that my bus? It's the OK Bridge. I used to ride the dog. Uh-oh. Is this where you catch the bus? I guess so. Is this where you catch the bus? I think that's where you do it at. I ain't sure. Out of service. You know I gotta walk up here with the people. People up here doing whatever they doing. You know I gotta see. This is what you're talking about. Dude.
I'm gonna get one like this for Christmas.
Eight Market. Look at the bridge. See, I'm carrying it like this to make it look like I'm not really shooting. There's the 8 Market. Which way did that 8 Market go? All right, now I see so many people right here. I feel like I need to cut it off. They go to jail. That's the jail. Biggest thing in the skyline, that's the jail. Here we are. 8 Market. Download the app. I think I run every 20 minutes. So I could probably catch this one or catch the next one and walk around some more. But I think this is what we want. McGuffey, Lansdowne, McGuffey, Oak, 7 Glenwood. Oh, it's 7 Glenwood. It used to be 7 Hillman. 5 South, 13 Wilson, 2 Oak, 11 Cornersburg Steel, 5th Belmont.
We ask for your cooperation following a few rules.
I think that's the WTA station. And I think that was where Greyhound. Greyhound used to be here too. All right, I think we did it. I think we did just about what we came here to do. We made it down there. Why is that zoomed in? Oh, it is zoomed in. My bad. People down here, transient, I guess. Would you call it transient? What would you call it? I don't know. I don't know what you call it. I don't see no buses coming. Oh, look at my 8 Market. Let's go. I probably shouldn't be running in this area either.